you personally, how did you get your start in music? Go as far back as you can remember.
My first thing, actually, which a lot of people don't necessarily think, I guess, as a beginning, was it had to do with a computer. So we had a Microsoft Windows 95 computer, it was a compact Presario, and one of the programs that we got as part of a bundle was called Microsoft Musical Instruments. And this program introduced you to many instruments across the world and had little excerpts both in ensembles and by themselves. And so that introduced me to music itself. And then I began playing violin at age 8 in elementary school. Also that year, the year was 1998, and a movie came out, The Prince of Egypt. It was a DreamWorks movie. And it had a score written by Hans Zimmer, and I was just enamored with the score to this movie. And that's when I knew that conducting was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to be a part of that sound, just a part of it, not necessarily leading the sound or causing it to be made, but just to be a part of it. And so with my violin studies, I had conducting in the back of my brain, but from the information I was being told by everybody, I had to do these other things before I could get there. And so I continued to play violin. I'm originally from Chicago, so I was in the Chicago public school system. And then around sixth grade, I began study at the Merritt School of Music, which is a wonderful community music school in the Chicago area, and actually downtown Chicago. And so I participated in Merritt as well as my school obligations. And then along with that, the All City Performing Groups, which was a division of the Chicago Public Schools, was something I also performed in. And after that, I eventually decided to go to the Ohio State University for undergraduate. I wasn't sure if music was something I really wanted to do or if it was just expected of me at that point because I had been very active up until that point. And so I entered undergrad as an undecided major, but eventually came back to music. I knew that the choral orchestral sound was something that I just could not get enough of. There were other pieces of music and other subgenres of classical that eventually I would not necessarily grow tired of, but just say, okay, my appetite has been sated for the time being. But choral orchestral music is something that I'm always into. And so then I got my undergraduate in voice as a component to that. And then after leaving Columbus, after living there for many years, I moved to Boston and got my orchestral conducting degree at Boston Conservatory. And so now, all of these cumulative years of music making and different types of music making has brought me to the point where I am now the assistant conductor with the Buffalo Philharmonic. And I had to form orchestras, little orchestras on the side to sort of further my career in the meantime, but it's been a wonderful journey so far.